Joining me is George Whitfield here at the NFL Scouting Combine. You're working with Johnny Manziel out in San Diego. You've done that for three different times almost, before his freshman season, before his sophomore season, and now. Tell me about the progression you've seen in his game.
It's been steady. It's been steady. He has always made steps, and I always smile when, I don't know if people kind of discount his style of play because he seems like he's so all over the place and innovative, but that may have been more the case his first year. You know, just he's brand new. He's a rookie in the SEC, but he didn't just get out of bed and come play the second year when everyone's making, you know, a concerted effort to keep him in the pocket. That's what everybody said. That's the remedy. Keep him in the pocket. You know, which people don't know is myself and that A&M staff challenged Johnny to work and morph into a different player because they're coming for the spots you're at right now.
And how's he morphing now, and what are you specifically working on mechanically to get him ready for the next level?
Well, mechanically, I'm excited about where he's at now, you know, with throwing the ball. We're just trying to get, you know, some of the muscle memory and the rhythm coming out from under center. You know, really no college kid takes seven-step drops, but ironically, they're all going to be tested. Can they do it? And then, you know, coming, you know, out from under center and really trying to push the ball downfield, some of the NFL-type throws that none of those guys really get asked to make in college. But he'll be fine, and that's you know, it's just a matter of, you know, keep continuing to chop wood and get familiar with it.
Isn't that a little bit overrated, too, the idea that, well, a guy was in the shotgun in college and he can't do it in the NFL?
Completely. Completely. And then, well, it's overrated from, you know, assessing whether a kid is a great player or not. Then you go up to the NFL on Sundays, and all of your top quarterbacks play two-thirds of their snaps in the shotgun, be it the Mannings or Roethlisberger, or Romo, you know, you can go on. Tom Brady, they're all in the gun. It's a shotgun world now. But in order for these kids on Saturdays to get through the gates, they got to come back up under center. So fair enough. So he, you know, you want to show that you're well rounded, and that's what he's got to go in and work on, like the rest of these guys.